This is USA News. I'm Dave Collins. The Speaker of the House says polls show most Americans want the federal government to curb spending. Kevin McCarthy said the parties are still deadlocked on exactly what to cut as debt ceiling talks roll on.
Look, it's not easy. This is a big issue, and it's not something you can solve easily. We want to make sure it's worthy of the American people, and we'll continue to work until we get it done.
He said a major sticking point is over work requirements for social benefits programs. Airlines will see about 10 million passengers by the end of the holiday weekend with the amount of people. TSA spokesperson Lisa Faberstein is urging travelers to get to the airport at least 2 hours ahead of their scheduled flight. This passenger knew it was going to be busy and...
I left the house like 4 hours early, got up at like 5 o'clock in the morning and just made sure to be here by 8.
Passengers can do their part by listening to guidance from TSA officers since different airports use different technology. Americans believe the average family needs nearly $30,000 more in annual income than they did a decade ago to get by. New Gallup poll shows Americans think a minimum of $85,000 is needed compared to $58,000 in 2013. A Russian missile strike on a Ukrainian clinic is responsible for at least 2 deaths. Ukrainian President Zelensky called the attack yet another crime against humanity. Nearly 24 others were injured in the attack. Ford and Tesla are working together to expand access to vehicle charging stations in North America. CEO Jim Farley joined Tesla CEO Elon Musk Thursday to announce beginning next year, Ford EVs can use the Tesla Supercharger network. Ford customers will gain access to 12,000 sites in 2024 and will be getting an adapter that will fit the Tesla V2 Superchargers. This is USA News.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The campaign for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis hauled in more than $8 million in the 24 hours after his 2024 presidential announcement. That number includes $1 million raised in the first hour. DeSantis made his White House bid official Wednesday with a social media video followed by a Twitter Spaces live stream. Indiana medical officials say the doctor who provided an abortion for a 10-year-old rape victim from Ohio violated state and federal patient privacy laws. The Indiana Medical Licensing Board on Thursday found that Dr. Caitlin Bernard violated privacy laws when she spoke publicly about providing abortion care for the girl last summer. This week is National Safe Son Week, and Dr. Marta Van Beek with the University of Iowa Hospitals and Clinics have some tips for those planning to spend the weekend outside.
We recommend that people use SPF 30 or greater at all times when they're outside, regardless of their age. But honestly, we recommend sunscreen for all skin types.
She says they're starting to see more young skin cancer patients. According to the CDC, skin cancer is the most prevalent type of cancer in the U.S. The Boston Celtics avoided elimination once again with the big win in Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Boston defeated Miami in 110-97. The Heat still hold a 3-2 series lead as the series shifts back to Miami Game 6 tomorrow night. Dave Collins, USA News.
Attention residents, be advised. The Pennsylvania Liquor Control Board has once again increased the price of wine and spirits. We are here to help. To avoid paying this increase, shop with Total Wine & More and save up to 40%. We will continue to offer the absolute lowest prices. Visit Total Wine & More, offering the lowest prices for over 30 years and counting. Drink responsibly, B21.